You are listening to our verse-by-verse Revelation MP3 series, a presentation of Victory in Grace.
Can you face the face? See, the face of God. I remember having an old man. He said, "I can't wait, you stupid Christians. I'll get up before God and I'll make my case. And he'll have to let me in heaven." I said, "You'll make your case all right. But you're not going to heaven." And then I read him Revelation 20. He didn't believe a word of it. He didn't believe a word of it. I'm sure if I'd go to some of our liberal media and read Revelation 20, they wouldn't believe a word of it, and they'd laugh you right in your face. They don't believe it. We were created by God, but they believe we were created by a bang, a pinpoint exploding to make us where we are today. Your closest living relative is not a monkey, it's a rock. And they really believe that. They don't believe there could be a God. They just don't believe there could be a God. Well, we're at the great white throne judgment. You know, there's some hymns written. We will all be at the great white throne judgment. No, we won't. The Christians aren't going to be there. All those that have been born again are not going to be at the great white throne judgment. The great white throne judgment are only for those that are lost, those that don't have a personal relationship with Christ. Oh, there's going to be a lot of religious people there. There's going to be a lot of Baptists there and Christian church there and a Presbyterian church there and a Methodist church there and a Catholic church there. There's going to be a lot of those. Not all. There's some saved in all the churches. But not only those that have had a personal relationship with Christ will be there. And boy, when they have to face the face. There were times, and you've heard me say it throughout the years, my biggest fear was facing Mr. Munchler, my high school principal. I shudder to this day. I think he's in very poor health, still living as far as I know. If they brought him in, I doubt if I could even preach. I could probably preach with presidents in the room. I could probably preach and have preached with senators and representatives, the House Speaker. But I don't think I could preach in front of Mr. Munchler. I had a fear. I went to bed at night, closed my eyes, and I saw his face. Now, I respected him. It wasn't because I thought he was a no-good man. Boy, but he could scare you to death. But that's nothing compared to this. That's nothing compared to this face. In Revelation 20, verse 11, one of our two text verses, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them." Everybody wants to live in history. It's done. There's no living in history. Everyone that wanted monuments built for them, they're done. They're done. That's why we call this building an auditorium, not a sanctuary. That's why we at Christmas allow a camel to come in here. Why? Because this is going to be destroyed too. I try not to look back. When I sell a house, I try not to look back. I try not to get weepy-eyed. I don't, actually. Why? It's all going to be destroyed. If you live your life and you see that principle, the heavens and the earth, anything that was made. You know, God did the creation, took two chapters in Genesis to do the creation. Boom. Few words to do the uncreation. Now, scientists tell you that matter always is, it just exists in different forms, and it can't be destroyed. Are scientists wrong? Of course they're wrong. because they leave out something. Not all, but most. There's a God. You remember, I told you when I was at the University of Kentucky and I got saved and they kept coming to me, are you a creationist or an evolutionist? I didn't know there was but one. I said, well, I'm an evolutionist. I believe God created evolution. That's how God works. That sounds good and logical, right? Wrong. So I went and got books out of the library. The books out of the library are a little bit different than the textbooks because the books out of the library, I couldn't believe what I was reading. It said, of course, if there's a God, he could do it in 6 days. He could do it in 6 seconds. For if there's a God, God could do everything. But there's not a God. Oh, I know there's theistic evolutionists. I know there's people who say they believe in God. But evolution in its basic raw core is atheism. Now, you wouldn't let your kids go to school and be taught atheism. But see, evolution is more subtle. And they don't believe any of this. But in front of the great, isn't it amazing? Great white throne. What's the most horrible shark you can think of? Great white. Significant, no? It's not, but it is. I know it's not part of the Bible. I know, but the great white. I mean, you have a fear. I was out fishing with Mike once. Boy, that's an experience. And, you know, we catch a lot of sharks. Well, I caught a cobia. Most of you don't know what a cobia is. They kind of look like a shark. Now, I've been known to kind of exaggerate to scare people. And I had Dr. Holler, Mike Wonson. And I said, this cobia is way more dangerous than any shark. I said, a shark, when it bites you, it just slices your skin. This goes for the bone. And you have to sometimes go to the doctor and hospital to separate it from your bone. And right at that time, this thing leaped about 3 feet. Mike Wonson leaped about 20 feet. Dr. Holler almost went off the edge of the boat because they were not going to go to the hospital to have this fish removed from their bone. And then I had to tell them I was kidding. People are afraid. The great white throne. Why is it a white throne? Because of the purity of God. Oh, we live in a world, anything and everything goes. You don't need marriage. You need to experiment. Now they're doing medical marijuana, and they're even floating the idea to legalize marijuana so that there won't be any more criminal prosecutions. They say, oh, it'll be better. Listen, friends, you don't want a bunch of pot-headed people walking around with marijuana because it leads to all the other drugs. You can go to California now and you can go and get any kind of drug you want. We're living in a wicked society. People see nothing wrong with anything. Our world has gotten so bad that nothing's wrong with anything. You say, well, you're weird. I'm just biblical. The Word of God never changes. You know, we're not in this church to see how many people we can get because we're trying to win friends and influence people. We're just trying to preach the Word of God. That's all we're trying to do. That's all we're trying to do. You know, John, he wrote the Gospel of John. He wrote Revelation. He wrote 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. But in 1 John 5:5, how do you get judged? Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Now, that's not in your verse sheet. I'm sorry. I added it later. How do you overcome? You believe. And everybody at the great white throne is lost. And the heavens and the earth flee. Now, there's a great debate. Is it going to be brand new heavens and new earth? Is it going to be reconstituted, remade? Now, I think it's going to be the reconstituted, remade, but you've got a right to believe either way. It's not a big deal. Don't argue about that. It's not even an issue. I have my opinion. You have yours. Opinions are all wrong. They're like armpits. We all have them. They all stink. We have the indescribable Jehovah God, whose face everything that's been created is uncreated. Oh, you can say, well, I want my name. I want to live in history. But no, you're not going to live in history. All the presidential libraries that they put all these billions of dollars in that we don't have, all of them are going to be destroyed. All the universities are going to be destroyed. All the churches are going to be destroyed. All your homes are going to be destroyed. All your weekend places are going to be destroyed. All the trees are going to be destroyed. You think, boy, I saw a sticker, bumper sticker, I think it was Friday, and it says, God is green. God's the most non-green because he's going to destroy everything. Woo! It's done. Now, we're not for pollution. We're not for throwing oil in the waters. We're not for throwing cups on the road. But this earth's going to be destroyed. I'm the worst thing ever happened to the green movement. It's going to be done. It's going to be gone. Everything's going to be gone. In John, and this is another one I don't have, but in John 5:22, my Father judges no man but has committed all judgments unto the Son. Why is the Son the judge? Because he was the Son of Man. And as the Son of Man and as the Son of God, he's the one that judges. Isn't that great? He judges. He'll be the one. Oh, there's all kinds of judgments. There was a judgment of the cross. Man, I tell you what, I'm glad he died on that cross because, man, if you stand there, every little work, every bad little thought you ever had, every secret, you know, the Bible says we all have our little secret sins that we would never tell anybody, not even your spouse. You wouldn't tell your best friend. It says all the little secret sins are going to be. Every bad thought that you had is going to be revealed. Don't you like these pundits when a politician makes a slight slip and they're all setting judgment on them? And you want to say, you phony balonies, I'd like to sit on judgment with you. There's a judgment of ourselves. The Bible says to Christians, if you judge yourselves, you won't be judged. There's a judgment of believers on believers where sometimes when someone's not living right, we have to make a judgment. We have to do things. And some people don't understand that. I've had throughout my ministry the most carnal, wicked people that have done everything you can imagine sinfully and sit there and tell me that I shouldn't have done what I did in the church. They don't have a right to open their mouth, but they do it. And they know more than the man of God, and they have no fear of saying anything and everything. They don't even know. They don't have a clue. But boy, that day's going to come. Now, the Christians are going to be at the Bema seat of Christ, judge for rewards and lack of rewards, and the great white throne. There'll be no talking. There'll be no one saying, hey, that's not fair. So the judgment seat is another judgment I already mentioned. End of the tribulation, the judgment of the Gentile nations, the judgment of the Jewish people. There's a rewards judgment. There's a judgment of the evil angels. But this is the judgment, the great white throne. There could be some others. I just made a quick list by memory. I could have missed some. Revolutionary judgments upon the living. The great white throne. Power. Purity. One. Boom. The heavens and the earth fleet away. Everything known in this world is gone. Now, God promised the Jews the land forever, and I personally believe this will be reconstituted, but without sin. There'll never be another judgment after this judgment. This is the final judgment. This is the final judgment. Wow. The justice of God. You know, people, understand this. Everybody in hell is going to suffer immeasurable suffering. But there's degrees of hell. The Hitlers, the Mussolinis, the Stalins, some we don't even know about, the Capones, they're going to suffer way more. See, God's going to do everything right. It's going to be just. There'll be no one can say, God, you weren't just. And God knows everything. Our life is an open video. Everything. Mistreating your parents. Listen, all of us have mistreated our parents. I think I used to be harder on my dad than I was on anyone else on this earth. And I loved him to death. Just something that makes you do those things. I don't know why. Any of you teenagers, the meanest person you are is your dad or your mom. We're going to pay. We're going to answer for all those things. There's three books. The book of condemnation of their works. There's the book of life. And there's a rewards book. Those are the books. There's no more probation. There's no more defense attorneys. There's no more jury. Because he's got it. You know how many times you say, well, I'm not sure that person. It's not beyond a shadow of a doubt. Well, I'm not totally sure that person committed that murder. I'm just not totally sure. But boy, if we had the video of them doing it, then we'd be sure. It's going to be done. It's going to be there. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You know how we're going to be judged? There's not a song here. There's not a voice of gladness. We're going to be judged on Moses' law. What are you talking about? Well, I don't have time to read it, but look at John 5:45 later. I mean, write it down, John 5:45. We're going to be judged by Moses' law. If you break the law at one point, you broke all the law. Christ fulfilled the law. Did you know I lived and I have fulfilled Moses' law? How? Because Christ fulfilled it for me, and I'm going to heaven because of Christ. Man, if I wasn't saved, what if there's only a 1/1,000th of a chance that on the way home you die in a car accident? That'd be enough that I couldn't sleep at night. Can you imagine cast in the lake of fire, no probation, no getting out in 50 years, no getting out when you die. You don't die. Boy, I tell you, if I wasn't saved, I couldn't even imagine it. I can't even imagine. Oh, it'll be a fair trial. But all are lost. There'll be two independent witnesses. There'll be the record of all their works, and there'll be the list of the names in the book of life. And by the time those works are brought out, not one person can talk. The best person, the one that helps so many people but doesn't know Christ, will be speechless. See, we don't even know our sins. We don't even know our sins. Did you know that? You know, I look back, the first grade, and you've heard me tell this story. When I stole a trinket. And I can remember to this day what it looked like. I can remember the big mouth girl I stole it from. I can remember this teacher and the setting. I can remember her bringing everybody up to search her pockets. Oh, man. My life's over. I'm a preacher's kid. I'm caught. Trinket thievery is a horrible sin. And of course, me being smarter than the average bear, I fell down on the way up and found it under her desk. Now, I know the teacher knew I was lying. But for some reason, in her mercy and grace, maybe because she didn't want to get the Methodist preacher's son in trouble, she let it go. I remember that. But there's trillions of things that I have done that I don't want to remember and don't remember that are billions of times worse. All will share the blessings of heaven are the horrors of the lake of fire. And the dead, the second death, and it's not death, friend. Death means separation. You'll be separated from God for all eternity. In 1 Corinthians 15:26, the last enemy shall be destroyed is death. There'll be no more death. Boy, aren't you glad there'll be no more death? How about 1 Corinthians 15:53? For this corruptible must put on incorruption, this mortal must put on immortality. Revelation keeps hope alive. It's the ultimate victory that's going to be in Christ. It's the ultimate victory. You say, well, why don't I just get saved and live as I please? Isn't that a cruel thing to do to the God of all creation that did so much for you? Well, I can just do what I please. Well, yes, you can, but that's cruel. That's cruel. Look at 1 Peter 1:8. Whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Are you rejoicing? Point two, what book are you in? Revelation 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books, plural, were opened, and another book, singular, was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things written in the books according to their works. You say, wait. You said we're not saved by works. We're not. Because the best person in all the world can't be saved by the works, not compared to a righteous God. But if you don't get saved by the grace of God, you're going to be judged by your works. Every bad thought. Every time, even you did something that looked good to everybody, but your motive was to bring glory to yourself. All your secret sins that you don't tell anybody. D.L. Moody, and this is not an exact quote, he said, if there was a camera that could take a picture of the darkness of your heart, that photographer would starve to death because nobody would want a picture. Very similar quote, but not exact. If you heard me say, if I said tonight, we're going to play all the secret thoughts that you had during the day, come out and we're going to put it up on the screen, I'd be the first one not to show. Oh, it's going to be there. We don't even know. This is the works book. Everyone that's ever lived, from the beginning to the end. Everyone that didn't have a personal relationship with Christ. In the Old Testament, they looked forward to the cross. The New Testament, we look back. Everyone said small, great, presidents will be there. Not all. Nobody knows which ones. You know, I think Lincoln will be there. Most Kentuckians are going there. You Illinoisans, you hate that, don't you? There'll be presidents there, but they'll be saved, but there'll be many that aren't. There'll be a lot of Hollywood there. Don't you like it when they get out of those cars and they walk that red carpet? And, oh, man, you talk about pride personified. Wicked. They won't be doing it this time. They won't be doing it. Eternity. Eternity. How wicked. How awful. How terrible. The book of life, the roll book of the regenerate. Now, this is not a judgment to see who's going to get in the book of life and who isn't. That's already determined. Everybody here is lost. You must be born again. Good works against God's righteousness, that's why it's a great white throne. 1 5-minute of your thoughts and what you could have done and not done, you're not going to go to heaven, friend. But the whole life is recorded. You say, now how could that be? People don't say that anymore, do they? Do you know that every email you write, the government can get a hold of that if it wants to? Did you know that? You be careful what you put in an email. It never goes away. You be careful what you put in the internet. It never goes away. Oh, it's so easy, friends, to live a wicked life in this day. I mean, everything. Everything. Get on Facebook and you can wreck yourself forever. Do you want to live your life and let everybody know what you're doing? I personally don't care how you brush your teeth. I don't care what... I just don't care. Sorry. You must be born again. Our good works against the righteousness of God. I can't imagine. Look at John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. There's going to be degrees of hell. There's going to be degrees of our rewards in heaven. You're going to reap what you sow. Listen, friends, if the Word of God says, don't even hear an accusation against an elder without two or more witnesses, and you just not obey that, you hear something negative about somebody, and you don't even come to hear their side, and they're a man of God. What? And you're going to stand there and act like you know more than those that have given their lives to serve Christ? And you're going to gossip and say things and, well, I know the real truth, but you haven't heard both sides? Come off it. You don't know any truth. You don't want to know truth. It's always people that have a double life that want to hear the bad side of anybody that lives for Christ, without exception. I talked to a man last week, and all he talks about is money and how much he's made and how much he's going to make. He's getting up into the 90s. So I read him Revelation 20. Just like the first man I talked about, he laughed, and he says, you want to believe that, Sonny? You go right ahead. Well, I like being called Sonny. It always makes me feel better. But I said, well, sir, you are going to burn in hell forever. Now, I don't recommend you doing it quite that bluntly. This was the right circumstance. I just read him the verse, and I pray to God this isn't true. It is true. It is true. No, I've got other verses. I'm just going to read Daniel 7:10. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 withstood him. The judgment was set and the books were opened. A fiery stream. Friends, more than God judging you, you're judging yourself. All through life, your destiny and all that you do is written down. It's not so much that God judges a man as that the man writes his own judgment. Now, people don't like this message. This message is not going to go down in popular culture. People don't like to hear this. They just want to be in la-la land. They just think, okay, I'm going to live as I can, get as much as I can, then you die and you cease to exist. Isn't that exciting? To me, that's horrible. Let me tell you something. None of us want to be at the great white throne, but we need to know it's going to be there. Those of you that live in phony lives, You say, but I'm saved. I'm saved. I know I'm okay. You're saved. You think you're going to have a joyride when you stand before His face and you've lived a totally phony life? Mistreated your family, maybe mistreated your husband, mistreated your wife, mistreated your kids, or your kids have mistreated your parents. You think you're not going to answer to that? You say, but I'm saved. Well, okay, you're saved. But you think you're not going to reap what you sow? You think you can do what you want to do and pay for it? I got a call this week, and the person said, I've really done something wrong, and I feel like God's going to chasten me. What do you think? What am I supposed to say? No, in the first time in the history of the world, you don't reap what you sow? You won't be chastened? Is that what you want me to say? My friend, I'm going to take this time to share with you. If I didn't know Christ as Savior, I couldn't sleep at night. I remember when I was there in Lexington University, and I remember being scared to drive because I did not want to go to hell. Scared. Do you know what a miracle it is just to get you through the night with your heart not forgetting to pump? It's a miracle. Every night you live is a miracle. If God just one second, you'd be dead. God says, I love you, but I hate your sin. You got to get rid of all sin. Anybody, you think you can take one sin to heaven? No, none. This hand right here reverently represents the Lord Jesus. He who knew no sin was made sin for us, that we could be made the righteousness of God in Him. We could be as righteous as God in Christ. Our sins were paid at Calvary. That's my judgment. See, I don't go to the great white throne because now I'm as bad or maybe worse than some of those at the great white throne. And I'm so glad my sins have been covered. And it says, if you judge yourself, you won't be judged. In other words, confess your sins and do the best you can to keep yourself right. And God will bless. And that's what I love about serving Him. Sins were paid at Calvary, death, burial, and resurrection with the shed blood. And now God sees you and me in Christ. And I'm going to heaven because of Christ. Oh, how I love Him. Man, I don't deserve anything.
For more information about our ministry or additional resources, please visit victoryingrace.org or call 1-800-78-GRACE.